91X News.
It's 0 degrees and cloudy. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. Quinty Healthcare is in a good financial place. Corporation spokesperson Susan Rowe says that 8 months into the financial year, Quinty Healthcare is operating at a surplus of $2.7 million. Rowe says that's mainly because of government funding the corporation received last year. But it can't always depend on that money.
Given the financial situation of the province and the fact that we know that the government is looking to do some belt tightening, we don't think that we can expect the same level of increase year over year, and that hospitals are going to have to start doing more with less as we've continued to try and do for the last few years.
Rowe says the government funding Quinty Healthcare received is tied to hospital redevelopment and an expected increase in volume over the next year. The OPP is asking for help in locating a missing man from Quinty West. Police say Peter Vesterfelt left his Wilkins Street home in Trenton Sunday morning on foot and hasn't returned since. He is said to have had about $20 on him and no identification. He's described as mentally delayed, 63 years old, and about 120 pounds. He was wearing a long gray winter jacket, blue jeans, and black shoes with holes in the toes. Vesterfelt is known to frequent local churches and the Salvation Army in Trenton and Belleville. If you see him, contact the Quinty West OPP at 613-392-3561. Local police were kept busy with a theft and two attempted thefts yesterday. Quinty West OPP were called to the Free Flow Gas Bar on Loyalist Parkway last evening for a gas theft. Police say a male hid his face with his jacket as he pumped gas into a gray Dodge pickup truck with a large red snowplow in front. He filled up the truck with about $170 worth of gas before driving away. Anyone with information is asked to call Quinty West OPP. Earlier in the afternoon, Belleville police arrived at a North End grocery store after store security arrested a woman for hiding scallops and shrimp in her purse. A 27-year-old Whitby woman was charged with theft under $5,000 and will appear in court next month. Police were also called yesterday to an East End retail store. A 16-year-old youth had been detained by the store owner after attempting to pocket some merchandise. The youth was escorted home to his parents, and he'll be placed in a special program for young people. The last of three defense lawyers is making his closing arguments today at the Shafia family murder trial in Kingston. The lawyer for 21-year-old Hamed Shafia is disputing the Crown's alleged motive for the murders of Hamed's three sisters and one of his father's two wives. Patrick McCann says the idea that it was an honor killing is preposterous. McCann says Crown evidence from teachers and social workers that the girls were afraid of their father is unreliable. He suggests the girls had a tendency to lie. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Jose DeBarros with sports.
The Bell Centre in Montreal will be centre stage for the only game in the NHL tonight. The Montreal Canadiens, who have had many disappointments and distractions this season, host the Detroit Red Wings. The Wings are first overall in the league and have won 7 straight games coming into tonight. It is the final day of NHL games before the All-Star break, which starts tomorrow. They've been spat upon, sucker-punched, yelled at, and threatened. That's what some of the abuse listed by hockey referees, almost all from the Ontario Amateur Leagues, who took part in a survey. Canadian Press reporter Nia Chowdhury says the study authors used a web-based survey in which 632 referees responded.
92% of the survey's respondents say they're verbally abused, and 46% say they're threatened with physical violence. The main sources of abuse? Players, coaches, parents, and fans. Some respondents cited examples that ranged from a parent breaking a referee's finger to a fan threatening to carve out a linesman's eye.
The NHL didn't allow its officials to participate. Now news from the gridiron. The Oakland Raiders have found their new head coach. Multiple reports say new GM Reggie McKenzie has hired former Denver Broncos defensive coordinator Dennis Allen to replace the departed Hugh Jackson on the sideline. Allen becomes the first Raiders head coach with a defensive background since the late Al Davis promoted John Madden from linebackers coach in 1969. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91X Weather.
Well, we may see a bit of snow tonight. Mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of flurries. Tonight, partly cloudy, a 40% chance of flurries this evening and after midnight, and a low of -7. Thursday, cloudy, rain at times, mixed with wet snow beginning late in the evening, a high of +1. And Friday, periods of rain, a low of +1, and a high of +4. Right now, it's 0 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Jose De Barros, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.